welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 110 for Saturday, June 20th, 2009. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast. We talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. And I am your co-host, Douglas Bell.
And I'm Michael Cottingham.
Once again, yep. We're gonna pull this out, pull up an episode without David's help. I don't know what the deal is, because Ricky Malloroy in the Star Trek Guy channel and IRC said that they actually got knocked out by a storm last night. There was severe lightning, their power went out. He doesn't know if they're still alive or not. They're alive, but whether they're back on the power grid or not, so that might be the reason. But then again, maybe David just wasn't going to come today. I don't know. I think he's doing a thing where he'll come if it's interesting. He's selectively working, in quotes. I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
We had a pretty bad storm in my area too, on the other side of the U.S. So I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm in San Francisco. We really get no rain between May and September. It's often even wider range than that. But you know, it's June. We're not going to get a drop. We never do. Maybe some fog for luck.
So I have to ask.
There was an earthquake yesterday, though. Not very close to here, but you can always tell that there's an earthquake because there's always high winds after an earthquake. You were saying?
Do you like rice?
What about rice? Sure. Yeah.
The San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, you mean?
Yes.
And that, what does that have to do with anything?
It's the San Francisco treat.
You know, why do we always get into these weird discussions about locality and weather on this show? And we haven't even been going for 3 minutes yet. Let's get...
Okay. I can resist.
I've heard that one plenty of times before. We've got to get it right. It's called rice-a-roni, okay? And it's delicious. Rice-a-roni is delicious, but it's kind of salty, but oh, whatever. All right, let's just get back to... our housekeeping. If you like, PHP BB Weekly is live every Saturday, noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC time, or 9 a.m. San Francisco treat time. If you'd like to call in the show, number to call is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. And you can also join us in the chat room, talkshoe.com, if you want to just chat live without talking on the show. Like most people do, I don't think it's been like a year and a half since anyone actually called in, but you're still welcome to join. The number is the IRC channel. We also have active phpbb-weekly on freenode.net. And also you can stream the show live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. So I know that I was talking with Michael before the show. He's a little dismayed that he missed out on getting to talk about 3.0.6 since David and I covered it so thoroughly last week, which was that was a fun episode, but nevertheless, we were sort of right after that announcement, and this was kind of mentioned again on the blog this past week, was that the junior development team has exploded in response. I don't know if it's directly related to the news about all the things they're going to be doing in PHP BB 3.0.6, or if they're just trying to really significantly expand the developer team somewhat. But there is just a big influx of junior developers going on now, and actually for the first time, they have a number of junior developers who do not have prior PHP BB teams experience. They've got Bantu from the mod team, they have RxU, Nick Vergerson and Leviathan 21, who have not been on the teams before, and they're now in the junior developer group, and they have already been making some commits to Subversion already. Any thoughts, Michael?
I think it's a good idea for them to do that. They obviously added someone from the junior development team to the development team, and
it's Terra Frost,
yeah. So I think that they are trying to get things moving.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. What do you? You're probably not on the team, so you can probably only speculate. But do you have any ideas of sort of the differentiation between what junior developers can do versus real developers?
I know that junior developers have to have their commits approved before they can actually make the commit.
Okay.
Whereas developers just make the commit. As far as I know, that's probably about the only real difference. Other than what they're doing, I know that it was said at one point that the recent batch of junior developers are only fixing bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the rest of the developers are going and adding features and so on.
Yeah. I do notice that I think this may, if you were to combine the development team and the junior developers together, you've got a good 11 people going there, and that's probably the biggest group of developers that I think PHPBB has ever had that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back, it was for a little while after that was, remember it was just Mike, David MJ, and Nils at one point. That was the whole development team at one point. I think it was back in 2006 sometime.
Sorry. Yeah, speaking of David MJ, I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, I think I heard something about he's like away or something, you know, been busy. Just has been kind of inactive, kind of similar to, I guess maybe similar to the situation that David and Francis have been at with the mod team. So, Nils mentioned that to me at some point in IRC a week or two ago. I can recall that. Let's see. Blog, they had reviewed. It does say that, however, junior developers can also work on entirely new features for an upcoming release. They have access to their internal development forum where they have strategic discussions about future PHP BB development. They can contribute ideas and opinions. So they really are almost full-fledged members of the development team. Just they have to have their commits approved, which is probably a good thing to make sure that they're following standards.
Yep.
I might be getting someone else to join us. That'll be fun. Let's see. So, it says joining the junior development team is invitation only, which is a little different than the junior mod validators team, because on there, while you still have to be invited, they do have a thing you can sort of submit your name. Here they say that you should just be very active in the community, make bug reports, useful comments in bug reports, submit patches, or things that are noticeable. And so mm-hmm. Even the junior mod validators team has also been kind of exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley Pinner, Neothermic, is joining us again now on the show. Hi,
hello.
Ash. It's been good.
Hello,
Ash. Hey.
Yeah, we've been missing you for a little while.
Well, life has just sort of took me in. I had to go with it, but I'm back now.
We've been talking about the junior developers blog post. We're doing the show right now, so.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you have any comments on the junior developers?
They're good. Actually, it's quite interesting because someone did point out that between the junior developers announcement and today, where's the figure? Let's see if we'll find it quickly. That 60 bugs have been fixed.
Nice.
Yeah, some 60 bugs closed in the last week. which is quite impressive. I mean, even if you can't attribute them all to the junior developers, it certainly has spurred on the development of PHPB in general. And fixing bugs is key and paramount to having a nice, stable PHPB installation, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just looking, boy, how many? Shucks, I can't tell. I was trying to tell how many there commits there were, but boy, there's just, you know, like a bunch since last Saturday. I think it's been like...
I can quickly check. Last Saturday would be what?
Last Saturday the 13th?
13th, let's have a look.
I think about 55 revisions, some version revision numbers going from where is it? R9578 and R9633, I believe.
I got R9589 all the way up to 9634.
I counted last Saturday because I haven't done anything today yet.
Oh, terrible, terrible. But yeah, it's quite a lot of...
Like I said before, you joined, you know, between combine the development team and the junior developers, that's 11 developers now working in Subversion. Well, presumably there are some that aren't active at the moment, but that's still the largest group of developers that I think PHPBB has ever had at one time.
Well, I mean, we beat the number of developers, I think, a while ago when we had about 6.
yes.
So I think at the release, actually, of PHPBB 3 was probably the most anyway. But yeah, that's certainly been impressive.
Yeah. You know, you should... Especially looking at that code swarm, you can tell just how few people they had at certain points in time. You see the codes. We remember that code swarm video what I did 2 weeks ago, Michael. I don't think you want to remember that. yeah, but yeah, it's been good. And look forward to just kind of staying tuned to what they're going to be what they're going to be keep continuing to work on. Ash, let me just send you the show notes of what we're talking about, so you can.
Oh, good. So I can at least look a bit clued in.
So, something I talked about briefly. Well, obviously, we talked a lot about 3.0.6 briefly last week, and Ash, I played your clip.
You did indeed. I listened to the show up to that point, and I had to laugh because David said, "Well." Played a sound clip of you, and I'm like, well, what did he play? And he's like, I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh,
you
good
have to
for
listen
him.
To it when it comes out. So I was like, ah, you know. So
you should listen to the end because I played it again.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I've got it on my desktop. I'll have to do it later. But yeah, that was my reply to whether or not Quick Reply would end up in PHPBB of we know where you are and we're going to hunt you down kind of thing.
So for two questions I would just like to ask, and I wasn't planning to talk about 3.0.6 at all, but first question is, did you actually hunt down Hank the Cow Dog? And the second question is, what is your thoughts on Quick Reply actually coming in 3.0.6?
For the former, no. We decided, you know, we couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, trivial.
But if we were bothered, it would happen that day, you know. I would have just quickly snuck out and injured him and then come back, you know. No one would have noticed. So Quick Reply in 3.0.6, it's pretty much an idea to get it in there, disable it by default. In other words, you have to go out your way to enable it, and thus you make all the people who want it happy. And by having it disabled by default, you make all the people who don't want it happy as well, because it is literally a template change with a switch and a small change to the ACP to have the option to enable it or disable it on a forum basis. And that's it. It's nothing complex. It's not going to slow the forums down if you've got it disabled. And if you've got it enabled, it's not going to slow them down either. It's literally just a quick switch in the template. It's a wise decision. Mm-hmm. And it was probably a difficult decision to make considering the stance we've had on Quick Reply for years. I know that I'm going to have it disabled.
Opposition. No way.
Yeah. I know that I'm going to have it disabled, and that's all that matters to me. Now I've got the option to have it enabled, and I'm going to not use that option. Simple as. Yeah.
I noted that just having the code there for the presence of a basic quick reply form may actually really make it easier for people who want to go with those insane quick reply mods that like kind of recreate the entire posting template right there in the as a quick reply, which is kind of over the top in my opinion. But for those people who do those mods, it'll actually make installing those a lot easier because it's pretty much the basic framework of the posting form is already going to be there by default. That's just my guess. We'll find out when 3.0.6 comes out.
Yeah, I mean, the disadvantage of 3.0.6, really, from everything that's been announced, is going to probably look towards the fact that a lot of styles will need to be updated to have that the extra quick reply. I mean, it's a small modification to a style if you're a style author.
Oh, that's right. You're on the styles team now.
I am indeed. Yes.
As soon as 3.0.6 comes out, you get to go on the big fat style purge from the styles database.
Obviously, I'm not quoting anything official here. I don't believe we are purging purely because it's the fact that the styles were submitted when 3.0.5 was current.
Oh, that's right. You guys changed that a while ago.
Yeah, until 3.0.6 is released, if we're going to do anything different, we'd announce it. But as far as I'm aware, if you submitted your style as under 3.0.5 compatible, it will not be denied just because 3.0.6 comes out.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless we change our stance, and if we do that, it will be announced.
I need to correct myself. That's right, because you guys changed that a couple of months ago, and I'm thinking back to the days when I was a team member and as soon as the new version came out. And it was annoying because you guys, back in those days when I was on the team, 2006, there was a new version every month, practically.
Lots has changed since you're on the team. I mean, obviously, it's been about 3 years, which is a long time of
earning
money.
If I was still on the team, I'd be tied for the longest serving mod team member.
I haven't got my document to hand, so I can't dispute that either way. But I mean, it is certainly that more emphasis was placed on not annoying modification and style authors when it came to updating PHBB. And it seems as if every effort is going to be made to make sure that, these styles and mods are going to remain as compatible as they can be, despite the fact that these 3.0.6 is bringing a lot of changes.
Sweet.
So it should be good.
Awesome. I'm looking for, what I would wonder is now what's I don't know if you've seen our poll on our website. What other feature would you like to see for 3.0.6? And boy,
I selected the rocket launcher. I'm not sure about you.
I think I picked the kitchen sink.
It's a good choice. I mean, everybody needs to have clean hands, especially if they're coming to the posting table.
Oh boy, especially for the moderators, they really need clean hands.
Indeed.
It's like, you know, what else can you add at this point? You know, I guess it does kind of go to the point where, quick reply is kind of a thing where it's more of a small subset of people that want it, whereas, you know, sort of the things that are not in PHPBB3 that you do leave to mods are things where it's really a very small group of people would actually want it, as opposed to quick reply.
Yeah, it certainly appears to be a very vocal minority, but in any which way you deal with it, there has to be at some point where you say, well, you know, what they're asking for, can we implement it in such a way that it doesn't affect those people who don't care for it? And I believe that it's definitely been done correctly. You know, disabled by default, it's a small template edit, it's a small admin control panel edit, probably an extra entry in the configuration table. It's nothing fantastically big, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like PHPBB3 added password protected forums, which is kind of pointless because if you really want to keep people out, you could use permissions and passwords will get leaked and all this fun stuff. But hey, it's there for who wants it. Hey. Michael just sent a private thing that I want to make public. Ash, I've got a lovely malware sample. Want to help me play with it?
Yes, he's trying to infect me. That's, you can clearly see that now.
I know that, Michael, you've been keeping a very close eye on the Gumblr Martas thing, and you actually sent me a link to a topic in a PHPB discussion right before the show starts about someone who had gotten attacked with it, and you had asked them if they would beta test your tool.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they are infected with it, so I'm not sure yet. But I decoded the JavaScript that he posted in that post, and it's not pretty.
Oh boy!
So he's infected with something.
All of this jumble stuff on his index.html.
Yes. It leads to a site that downloads some really nasty JavaScript, and I'm still playing with it.
Oh, great! And do you know anything about it yet, or is it still too early to hear any analysis from you?
Still too early.
Shucks.
Shall we roll on to the next item then, Doug?
Yeah, I guess so. For lack of a better topic today, I thought we could do a little discussion about something we've never actually talked about on the show before. And that is converters. Did you know that there's actually a large group of people who actually move over to PHPBB from some other existing bulletin board?
Do you mean there's something other than PHPBB out there?
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of things. God. Isn't that cool?
That's a scary thought.
And even cooler is that PHPBB has this thing called the I believe it's called the Unified Converter Framework that they developed for PHPBB 3. And it's like built in, so as soon as you install a new version of PHPBB 3, you can then immediately add a converter that will recognize, allow you to convert from your existing other programs board, and then convert all that data over to PHPBB 3. It's ingenious! And in fact, actually, most people actually are somewhat familiar with the setup if they have updated from PHPBB 2, because that's actually the same converter. It's just the PHPBB 2 one is built in. But what I was surprised was, because I was looking at converters, back in the PHPBB 2 days, I seem to recall on the there having been a great big list of converters you could download from the downloads page on the PHPBB.com site. And now to actually find it, I had to go to navigate to the 3.0.x converters forum, find a sticky post made by Dickie, who's a support team member, with sort of a list of currently available converters. So I'm surprised that PHPBB seems to have taken a more "these are unofficial" stance to these things. Is that accurate assessment, or?
It depends who's authored them, but it certainly does seem to be. Some of these are, for example, the SMF 1.1 to PHPBB 3 converter was a converter that came out of the request for Joomla to move from SMF to PHPBB for their forums.
Yeah,
and obviously, if you're going to go to the lengths to convert a SMF forum to PHPBB 3, there's no point just keeping that code lying around and denying people who want to convert the opportunity to convert. At least in the terms of support, obviously, if you convert a board and you end up with strange bugs, it helps to say from the outset, by the way, I converted this from forum XYZ, because it can help track the problem down quicker than if you just said, well, I've got this problem and I'm not quite sure where it's coming from. As for the efficientness of the converters, I'm not honestly sure because I have not truly been paying attention to the converter situation since I'm on the Stars team.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to grab hold of like a support team member.
Michael, do you know anything? He's a former.
Sorry, repeat the last a little bit there. What are you asking?
Just what do you know anything fun about converters and the and how they're sort of managed supported here?
As far as I know, unless something's changed, mm-hmm. converters are more on your own type thing. Certainly, people, the support team, people try to help when they can.
Yeah.
At least when I was on the team, the converters were more hands off approach. To make sure that, to make sure that we didn't go crazy.
Okay, I mean, I can understand that. It seems to me like in the long run of trying to attract people towards PHPPB, converters should be given a little more respect than that.
Yeah, they should. And I didn't necessarily agree that converters should be left like that. But it is kind of hard to get a copy of VB or IPB or whatever when they're not free, for example.
And trying to test these things, you mean?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that stinks. Yeah, Ash, if you can, that's fine. Right now, there's a sort of a limited number here. There's actually some for PHPPB2 that have mods installed, like PHPPB2 with the infamous categories hierarchy mod, which is really more of a rewrite of PHPPB2. Pretty good one, to be honest. PHPPB2 with simple subforms installed, which will keep your subforms intact. There's two versions for Envision PowerBoard. There's a couple of versions for PHP Nuke. Pro boards, I never heard of that. Two versions of SMF and VBullets and 3.x. Is that pretty much the gamut, or are there like any big omissions there that you can think of when it comes to off top of your head?
There's no MyBB, I must admit.
There's no YABB either. YABB.
Well, they're pretty much similar, aren't they? What did YABB come develop into?
I don't know.
Let's go take a quick look on the great source of knowledge. Nah.
Drink from the fountain of knowledge.
No, it's still a forum software in its own right. It didn't actually become a new forum system.
Yeah, I think it did.
Certainly, in some ways, you could do what you used to do in 2.0. There was at one point, someone came and said, well, I've got this forum, some really obscure forum software, and we converted them to 2.0 by taking them via another forum software who had a converter that we had a converter for.
It's like convert to a convert.
Yes, it was a conversion from their forum software to this third-party forum software, like, and then that third-party software to PHPB2 because we had a converter for that third-party software.
It's like using a copy machine to make a copy of a copy.
Yeah.
Although the quality does go down a little bit every time you do that, unless you do it right.
Indeed. Right. Yeah, Phil's going to grab his headphones.
I guess,
give him a sec.
Yeah, we're going to get Phil on again. iWisdom, which will be fun. I do like that when you have an official converter, I did download the VBulletin 3.x converter to see what it's like. It's just a couple of files. Two files that go into the install converters directory, and then there's an includes auth directory, which appears to be things necessary to authenticate with, in this case, the VBulletin forum. And I guess I can only imagine how much fun it is to sort of get those together. But, I mean, essentially the workings of it is you have to understand the structure of the foreign database so that you can then copy the appropriate stuff over to the right place in the PHPBB database. Luckily, if the files are in those UCF formats, and you can simply, once you install PHPBB 3, you keep your existing install directory intact because that will now have some changed files in there that will allow you to then add these three files to your PHPBB directory, and therefore that will allow it to recognize your foreign board software, whatever you want to call it. You go back to the install thing, click convert, say, yeah, I want to do the conversion, enter your database information from the previous board software, select the right converter, point it to the root of the files from your old board. And if you've updated to PHPBB 2, it's similar. It's just from PHPBB 2, it's similar. You just have to, click on that little checkbox and say, I'm updating from vBulletin or whatever you're updating from. And it will try to work. And generally, it should work, hopefully. Although you do have to then go into the ACP and build the search index, because that is not converted. And I can imagine why. It's just probably just a little too difficult to try to convert that over. It's easier to just re-index the whole thing. Make sure it works. Delete the all directory. You're good to go. Yay, that's fun. So that's actually pretty easy. How difficult is it, though, to actually... Oh, hi, Phil.
Morning.
How are you?
Just got out of bed.
I sort of collared him on RFC just, and he's like, I've just woken up. Like,
Neothermic summoning spells are back.
Oh, yeah. Well, they never left.
Yeah, I just haven't... I don't think you've brought him outside of the secret channels before.
It comes with the accent.
Well, I guess the better question would be, how does one build one of these? If these are sort of hands off, other people will write these converters and sort of support them. How does someone build one of these converters for PHPBB 3?
Go ahead. It's up to you.
Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say that there is a... they used to call it the UCF. Do they still call it the UCF?
I think they... I still heard that phrase, so I assume so.
Yeah, that's what it's called still.
Yeah, it's... Okay. It's something developed by Graham when he was on the development team that makes it a little easier to have people build converters because it provides a nice little framework to build around. Gives you access to standard functions that you would need, and then you do what you need on your end with your converter.
And I presume that the functions for the UCF are probably the reason you keep the install directory intact, because they're probably all in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I haven't really looked at it a whole lot, so Phil can probably tell you more than I can, but in that regard, it's not too hard because you have access to those to that framework that makes it a little makes it a little easier to build what you need.
I'm actually looking at if you actually download one of these in the install/convert the file. There's a whole big, long, commented section. It's called Description on How to Use the Converter Framework. I don't know what any of it means, but yeah, that's in there.
The gist of the converter framework is basically you end up with a huge array mapping the database fields of whatever you're converting from to the PHPBB database fields, and then the converter will go ahead and work that magic for you and do it. And the only thing that ever gets really difficult is some forums like the one that comes with E107 being the most recent example that I've heard about. I can't think of the name right now. The permissions are stored kind of weirdly, so you have to do some strange query magic to be able to get that converted over. But aside from permissions and occasionally with things like passwords, you'll have to write an auth plugin like a SMF has because they store them weirdly, I suppose. But other than that, it's really just mapping two big arrays to each other and hoping everything's stored in the same format and then tweaking it from there.
Yeah, that's what it appears to look like here. I can only imagine. So essentially, developing one of these things is like a great big scavenger hunt.
Pretty much.
Data scavenger hunt. That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, or a MySQL scavenger hunt. That's even better. Have you had any experience doing one of these, Phil?
I did one for a client for some obscure board software I've never heard of and still can't remember the name of, and it was not the most fun experience, but without the framework, it would be a lot more difficult.
I can imagine. Are there any like documentation for like people who want to develop one of these? I have looked, and you know, it's hard to find.
I think the best documentation you'll get is that huge commented out block in that file, which I think kind of the idea too is if you can't read that, you probably won't be able to deal with permissions and things like that, because PHPBB's permission system is not the simplest in the world from a developer standpoint. And sometimes, like some of the converters, if you go to the converters forums, are half finished because the author pretty much gave up on permissions and just say, you know what, everything's there, figure out the permissions yourself.
That stinks.
I suppose, though, in the grander sense of scheme, if you can convert over the data and all the posts and the forum structure are intact, with PHPBB's permission roles, you could probably, you know, spend an hour and a half, and fix the permissions for yourself. And at least in terms of some forum software, which aren't going to have as many options, you're going to want to go through the permissions again anyway, manually, to make sure that everything's been converted over successfully, and on top of that, that new features that you didn't have the permissions for in the previous form software, that you give the permissions that you want to give to people in the new form software. Yeah. So I suppose in that sense, converters which have reached the stage where the author gave up on permissions would probably be sort of conversion complete, just need more more work to take it to completion. So
probably what you have to do is just, it seems to me like the best thing you can expect from the converter is at least to get the users and the posts and the forum structure over. Because you still would probably need to go through, do, like you said, permissions, all the general configuration settings that, you know, just everything, those basic things you'd have to do if you were setting up a brand new PHPBB board from scratch.
It certainly is. I'm pretty much sure that if anybody who's converted a forum between a different forum system and PHPBB has still sat through and gone through the permissions, even if they're converted permissions across, just to make sure and just to tweak the permissions as they need to tweak them.
X Reaction is in the chat room. He disagrees with you, Phil. He says building converters is fun. With a smiley face. Just a smiley face. Okay. Yep.
That's why he's on the mod team.
Why can't we get him on the show?
Why can't we? That's a good question.
That's a good question. I'm sure we'll figure that out sometime. Gotta get David's magic in here, I guess. So... yeah, I mean, more power to the folks who are developing converters. And that's pretty much all there is to say about it. I'd still love to know. I saw this list because this was actually just recently updated about a week and a half ago by Dickie and the support team. And I saw, I was like, wow, I remember categories hierarchy. I completely forgot about that thing.
Yeah, back in the days where
back when that
2.0 was very flat.
Yeah, and that was like, you know, original version was good because it just added subforums pretty nicely too. But then Peter Hick converted it to a great big thing, which like adds all of these features and pretty much and even just rewrites the whole sort of the framework for PHPBB. Like hardly anything is the same in that anymore. And it pretty much, and yet I was on the mod team when he was submitting that, and oh boy, it was like, there's only one person on the mod team is going to validate that thing, and that's going to be Eric, okay?
I remember the discussion, which was, who wants to validate a mod? What mod's that? You know, categories, hierarchy, and then like,
No! No! Not me!
Pretty much that, yeah.
Oh, good good times, good times.
Now, and that was the... That was a benchmark, wasn't it? It was, you know, how bad's the mod? Is it, you know, oh, it's nearly as bad as Categories Hierarchy, you know? Oh, God, shit. You know? But,
yeah. I don't think he'll be submitting that anymore, though. It's not taking to PHP V2 mods anymore. It's pretty much like a fork. I think he's actually working on taking that to the next level. He's calling it CHBB. You know, forget PHP V2, just CHBB. I used it and loved it for a time. I did. You know, it was nice. I think PHPBB3 is even nicer, but, you know. And you know how my feelings about PHPBB versus PHPBB2. But, yeah. You're right. I did skip over something. Yeah. So, thanks for the reminder, Ash. I thought I talked about that, and I completely forgot.
Nope.
Well, converters are fun. You know, convert, get your friends to do it, and if you have your favorite thing, then build a converter. Last week, I talked a little bit about, and I know, Michael, you missed this, but I talked about the meetup that I'm organizing here in the Bay Area. And it's going to happen actually about a month away. It's coinciding with the O'Reilly Open Source Convention, or OSCON. So in PHP BB tradition, I'm calling it OSCONvasion 2009. And it's in beautiful San Jose, California. And essentially, this is morphing into a lot bigger thing than I was expecting it to be. This time last week, I said that it was just going to be a meetup. We're going to, you know, have dinner, have some fun, and all that. We're actually going to be doing quite a bit more than that. Because this week, we got approved to hold a quote-unquote birds of a feather session at OSCON in the convention center Thursday, July 23rd at 7 o'clock p.m. And I actually have a link to that. If you want to go on to the OSCON site, you'll see it there. Let me just wait for my web browser to get it up. And there you go. Creating communities worldwide with PHPBB. Sort of described as, you know, an informal roundtable discussion about PHPBB. So OSCONvasion is now going to kind of be in two parts. We're still going to be sort of meeting about 5 o'clock at the convention center. We'll go, you know, nearby cheap restaurant because we're programmers and we have a low budget. Get some burgers, order off the menu, have some fun, chat a bit, you know. Then we're going to go back to the convention center for the Birds of a Feather session. And I wrote it down as being an informal roundtable discussion about PHPBB. Everyone who's here for the meetup, plus any OSCON attendees who are interested in learning about PHPBB. I don't know if we'll have a lot of people. So far, I think there's like 3 people signed up for the whole thing. So if you're going to be in the Bay Area, if you want to come, come. But we're actually going to – it looks like – because I've been having some conversations with some of the attendees in – I'm sorry, the website, phpbbweekly.net/OSCONvasion. Thank you for mentioning that to me. You know – Ash, you're keeping me on my toes today, so good job. Good for you. Thanks, Ash.
If David's not here, someone's got to do it.
Exactly. David actually does a pretty bad job.
As a side note, to anybody who's typing that URL and having problems, the OSCON, OSCON, is all uppercase, and the word vasion is lowercase.
Okay. Whatever. But yeah, so we're going to be in the convention center. We're going to actually might have some of the people who are going to help offer to purchase technology or rent technology for the evening, so we can actually have projector, some microphones, some things like that. There will be Wi-Fi provided, is my understanding. There will also be, if we're able to make this work, a wired connection as well. So we may actually be able to stream this live on TalkShoe as a special PHPBB Weekly episode. That'll be kind of like London Invasion's Q&A session all over again, in a way. And you know all the fun audio difficulties we had there. So I might just take my microphone and stick it in front of a speaker, and that'll be good enough. But I think it's going to be exciting. I'm looking into the possibility of getting some swag together, getting some orders, so maybe we can have like OSCON Invasion shirts or something like that, or stickers or something cool like that that we can give out. And I think Phil has said that he is going to try. Phil's going to be there. He's going to put together a presentation, sort of a brief presentation on setting up PHPBB with projected screenshot demos, things like that. Is that right, Phil?
Pretty much.
What do you have in mind?
Well, since you'll have a projector and we'll have internet access, I'll probably just do an install.
Who's paying for it?
You are. Yeah, you find someone.
Phil's taking control of my hand. He's making me grab my wallet. No, Phil, no, please. Oh.
Resistance is futile.
Phil's doing voodoo now. You were saying, Phil?
I'll probably just do a, since we'll have a projector and it only takes a couple minutes anyway, I'll probably just bring along my laptop and do an install and be, oh, look how easy this is. You can do it too.
Yeah.
So easy, Ash's mother could do it.
You joke about that. My mother's highly technical, so you know, let's not kid around here. She's able to purchase CDs and rip them to her laptop and then put it on the USB stick for her in-car MP3 player. So she's not, you know, she's not a klutz.
Phil said it. I didn't. Okay. Remember, careful, Phil, because Michael is going to give Ash a lovely malware sample. Careful. So it's going to be fun. People are going to bring their video cameras, digital cameras. I think we're going to have a blast, and I really hope that – I think there's a couple of people going to see if they can even fly in from out of town. So if you're in the Bay Area, you know people in the Bay Area who are PHPBB users, please come down and come to OSCON Invasion. It's going to be a blast. And even if you can't come, stick around on PHPBB Weekly. But love to have a nice crowd come by. And we'll just have a little fun. So I'm really excited. And there will be more on OSCON Invasion on this show as it develops. Stay tuned. Okay, moving on. Our mod of the week. I saw this and I was like, "No, have I done this mod before?" We have never done this mod before, which surprised me because I could have sworn we have. It is called. Here we go. It's called Ajax Quick Edit, and essentially what it does is it lets you edit posts quickly without having to reload the page. Using Ajax. It is by Mark 1706. And I know there's probably a demo somewhere. Like, yeah. So I think you probably guess what's going on. I know that Ash is typing, trying to figure out how he could get enough money to come to OSCON Invasion. You could jump four tiers of his Virgin Atlantic membership with a flight here. Anyway, so I guess I assume that, you know, if you have the ability to edit posts, then click on the edit button and it will give you the little form and you can do it. I can't find a demo here. I should really look at these mods more than 5 minutes before the show starts. But anyway, that is the mod of the week. It is Ajax Quick Edit. And the style of the week, this is a one, apparently it's good for gamers, which means I'm not a big fan of it. However, if you like games, you'll probably might like the style. It's kind of a dark-ish style. It has kind of, you know, game characters. I can't tell what it's from. So it's called Clans Darkness 3 by Griffin. I'm really getting out of order here because I've got all you guys that are doing chatting while I'm talking. It's appearing on the right side of my screen. It's distracting. But however, it's very creative. Kind of puts the form into the frame on the right side of the page. Has these big X's, and the ones that have new posts are blinking. The other ones don't. And so it appears to be based on SubSilver 2 as opposed to being based on ProSilver. But it's really a very nicely designed theme. They've done a lot of work on getting the images changed over and really unique. The only thing I don't like is that the buttons say new thread as opposed to new topic. But what can you do?
Therefore, you can modify it yourself?
Yeah, you probably could if you have the PSDs and have Photoshop and all that wonderful fun stuff. Ash, it's not a stadium. It's a high school.
It's still higher than your house.
Not that much, actually.
It's still a vantage point.
So you can see.
You only need a little.
Why are you guys looking up my house on Google Maps?
I need to scroll up and read the discussion. It's me talking about how I could fund my trip.
Okay, let's share this publicly here. Okay. He's trying to earn £718.6 in order to come to here to for the heart of the 21st. Why do you want to be here a whole week?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm not going to travel out for, like, you know, one day's worth of a visit and a day's worth of flying either side. It'd be silly. Might as well stay for a week.
There you go. That's going to really up your hotel costs, though.
And I know lots of people in California. I used to live there, don't forget, so.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah. We've been through this, like, you know, 11 times now.
I can't remember anything. Just don't come to my house because there is no room. No one gets to stay in my house. There's no room. So essentially, if you have enough money, you need a place to stay. You could go under a bench. You could always take an assassination job and kill me for the money to go. Great. I better buy some insurance now instead of all that nice swag. That'd pay pretty well, about $13.
Well, you know,
Phil got offered it too.
You could pay me for production.
They gave Phil $11.50 in a barrel of fruit. What production, Michael?
I could offer you protection if you pay me.
Ah, okay. Are you coming to Oscon Invasion too?
I would if I could.
And you're no help. Mostly apples, but some bananas in there too. Phil's going to do it with a bat, but there's no good sniping vantage point. And then you come to the stadium across the street from me, which actually has a great big parking lot. You know what's actually higher is the Performing Arts Center. That would be a good place for snipers if it was necessary. It's a good thing my room is actually as far away from that side of the house as possible.
Well, yeah, we worked that one out.
In the intel file, your intelligence file. What's an M203? You realize that this structure is actually over 80 years old?
It's a rocket-propelled grenade.
About 85 years old, actually, is how old my house is.
Quite a lot of structures in America, you know, they're built to survive earthquakes. They're built to survive earthquakes because of the way they're constructed, which involves lightweight material, which means that they don't suffer as much stress during an earthquake. It prevents them from collapsing, and if they do collapse, they're not solid concrete, so they don't actually kill the occupants when they collapse. They just trap them, and thus they're able to be rescued.
Yeah, trap us and suffocate us until we have no room to breathe yet left. Meanwhile, everyone's panicking and thrashing about.
It's a minor note, you know. I'd rather be trapped inside a house than crushed by a large slab of concrete that served as my, you know, the floor above me or whatever. But as most houses in America are, you know, you could shoot a bullet through them. Anything larger than a 9mm handgun would go straight through the wall, and probably through quite a few walls. So, yeah.
Probably true for my house, too. Switch. Great. I'm really looking forward to this Oscar invasion now. I'm going to have to watch my back get a bulletproof fist. Aren't those things, like, heavy?
I mean, if I had enough money, I'd certainly fly out, because I need to take a trip to America anyway. I've got loads of people to visit. Unfortunately for me, I want to visit, like, in essence, the four, in quotes, corners of America as it is. There's someone in New York wants me to visit. I want to visit someone in Florida. I got some people in Washington State to visit, and some people I want to visit California as well. It's like, yeah, let's pick four places that are absolutely opposite and furthest distance from each other as I can get.
Yeah, it's not like England where you can probably go from one side to the other in a few hours.
Well, I mean, you say that. It does take quite a little more than a few hours, but yeah.
Okay. It's still, I mean, it's an hour-long plane ride just to go from here, the middle of California, down to Los Angeles. That's an hour and a half plane ride, actually. So we're freaking huge. All right, enough with the geography lesson. Here we go. That's it for this crazy show today.
Ad hoc.
That we ad-libbed pretty much the whole thing. So, but thanks to my ad-lib partners, who most of us didn't even know they were going to join us until after the show started already. Going in reverse order, Phil Crum?
Yep.
Crum, eye wisdom of the support team, who will be at OSCONvasion. I can't wait. Thanks, Phil, for joining us last minute.
No problem.
Thank Ash for using his summoning spell.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. You know, it's very easy to get Phil up.
Yes, and Ash, thanks for joining us too. I got you sort of on here without much warning.
Yeah, that was like when is the show? It's now. Oh, okay.
Hey, 1600 UTC. That's when it is. Mm. Whenever that is, I think you're on summertime right now, right?
Yes, a 1700 BST for me.
That's it. Thanks, Michael, once again. I think we've had you on now for 10 shows as David's replacement, if my count is right. Michael, are you dead?
I think the malware killed him.
Maybe.
Okay, good. Signs of life. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes, links to everything we talked about on this show, links to personal life insurance away from the PHPBB snipers, specifically Neothermic in general, and all of our other shows that we have. Oh, now 110 shows. Wow, that's quite a bit. Also, our forum, StarTrekGuide.com, other discussions about the show, things we're doing, just other general discussion when the show is not live. Our next episode will be PHP BB Weekly, episode number 111, next Saturday, June 27th, at the same time, same station, noon Eastern, 4 p.m. UTC. We will have a guest joining us for the first time in about a year, a guest other than a PHP BB team member, that is. John Wells, Jay Hong of WP United. He will be joining us. WP United is actually a bridge or integration between WordPress and PHPBB, and integrations with PHPBB and other programs is always a lot of fun to talk about. You know how much fun we had talking about Joomla for the last year and a half. And so we'll be shifted over to integration with WordPress, which is one of my favorite blogging platforms that I've actually been doing development for the past week, so a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. If you have questions you want to share, want us to ask him on your behalf, head over to our forum at Star Trek Guide to ask your questions there. And we will include that with a list of questions we'll send him in the middle of this week. And I'm Douglas Bell, along with Michael, Ash, Phil, and David, who has hopefully not been electrocuted by a lightning storm. Thanks for listening to this episode. Remember that a successful community begins with you. 1, 2, 3, tag. You're it.
You're it.
Guys are slow.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining. See you next week. Bye, everybody.